From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And here is a news flash.
A would-be robber in Lowell, Massachusetts, learned an age-old lesson earlier this week. It's never a good idea to bring a knife to a gunfight.
That's newscaster Jeff Johnson on NRANews.com. It's an online news service launched today by the National Rifle Association.
The unidentified robber produced a knife, demanded that the clerk, quote, not do anything stupid and hand over the cash in the register. Instead, the clerk produced a handgun and demanded that the robber leave, which he immediately did.
This story from Lowell, Massachusetts, was the fourth item in today's NRANews.com newscast. The lead story was that the NRA now has its own news operation.
The nation's oldest civil rights organization has a message for opponents of the Second Amendment, many of whom are also supporters of the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. And that message, in the words of National Rifle Association Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre, is, quote, we will not be silenced.
That campaign spending law, 2 years old, limits the use of soft money to fund political ads around the time of elections. But do those same restrictions apply to the soft money that finances news organizations? Well, the NRA hopes not and is hoping to get its message out through its own web newscasts. On the inaugural afternoon talk show, host Cam Edwards invited presidential candidate John Kerry to a debate.
Senator Kerry, we have a lot of seats here. And right now they're all full. But if you show up, we'll make sure that you have a seat at the table. Because we're not afraid to talk to anybody.
Cam Edwards, host of a new talk show on NRANews.com. If this internet venture is successful, the NRA says, they might look to expand beyond the internet to radio and television.